Andrew Chamberlain started in his job 4 years ago at the job search company Glassdoor.com. At that time, he worked in a computer programming language called Stata. Then, another programming language called R was introduced. Then one called Python. Then PySpark. Chamberlain's father has been a commercial printer for 30 years. Unlike his father, Chamberlain has had to continually learn new skills. Chamberlain is now the chief economist for Glassdoor.com. His job is one of the jobs of the future, what some are calling an ever-changing universe of work that requires employees to be critical thinkers and fast to adapt to the new environment. When companies hire new workers for entry-level jobs, they are not always looking for knowledge of, for example, a certain software. They might look for soft skills, like problem-solving, effective communication, and leadership. They also may want candidates who show a willingness to keep learning new skills. Anthony Carnevale is the director of the Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce in the United States. He said, "Students may believe that studying science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, known as the STEM fields, will easily lead to a good first job." But Carnevale said, employers are telling colleges, "You are producing engineers, but they do not have the skills we need." Marie Artem is the vice president of talent acquisition for the car rental company Enterprise Holdings Incorporated. She looks for possible employees. Every year, she sets out to hire about 8,500 young people for a management training program. The task requires her to search college campuses across the country. Artem shared some observations about young people today. She said millennial generation students are used to structured situations. In other words, decisions are made for them. The biggest deficit for this generation, she said, is making decisions by themselves. To get students ready, some colleges and even high schools are working on building critical thinking skills. One example of this is at the private Westminster Schools in Atlanta, Georgia. For 3 weeks in January, students either get jobs or go on trips. The experience gives them a better sense of what they might do in the future. Texas State University in San Marcos offers a marketable skills series of classes. The goal is to prepare students for job interviews. Companies are increasingly using case studies during job interviews. This means students need to answer hypothetical questions based on a common problem the employer faces. The idea is to show leadership skills in dealing with those problems. The Career Office at the university also places a lot of importance on interview skills. Today, that means teaching young people more than writing an effective resume and dressing well. They have to learn how to perform best on video and phone interviews. Also, they have to learn how to deal with new ways of being chosen for a job. Companies now use ideas like gamification or artificial intelligence bots in their recruiting process. Heidi Saltis-Berner is with Deloitte University. She said companies try to find people who balance technological knowledge and social skills. Saltis-Berner said she knows what business division young people find jobs in, but does not know what they will be doing. We build flexibility into that because we know each year there are new skills, she said. I'm Mario Ritter.